It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
This morning, though, I have a message titled, I Still Believe. Let me see if I can do that. Let me try and sort something out here. Yeah, I Still Believe. I want you, though, to let's start by watching a video.
Conclude with a story that I told the church at the 60th birthday service of Pastor Taiwo. It was December 11th, 2005, the day after the Sosoliso air crash and the death of Pastor Bimbo. I was Attorney General of Lagos State at the time, and President Bola Tinubu was governor of the state. Through the night of the 10th of December until the next morning, there was still hope that she might have survived and was in hospital in Port Harcourt. But after midnight of the 10th, going into the 11th, we got confirmation that Pastor Bimbo had died. In the morning, I was with the governor trying to decide how to break the news to Pastor Taiwo. Eventually, we got Bishop Mike Okonkwo, Pastor Taiwo's spiritual father, and later, Pastor Paul Adefarasin joined us. And we went to the house. Pastor Taiwo was sitting in a small living room with just two other people. One of them was Pastor Femi Atoyebi. We had agreed that Bishop Mike would break the news. And as we got into the room, Bishop Mike sat right next to Pastor Taiwo on the sofa, and he held his hand. And he couldn't speak. He just burst into tears. It was the governor who then spoke up and said, "We lost Pastor Bimbo." Pastor Taiwo rested his head on the back of the sofa, and the tears just streamed down his face. He then got up and went to the center of the room. He looked up and he raised his hand and he said, "Jesus, Jesus, I will never disappoint you." These words made such a profound impact on Governor Tinubu at the time, who asked me why he said that. As soon as we left the place, the first question he asked me, "Why did he say that? What does that even mean?" And he kept asking me on and on to explain it to him. More than he must have asked me three or four times at various times. You see, can you hear me? What the meaning? That I still don't understand that thing. What was it? Why did he say that? And I told him that all he was trying to say was that despite the tragedy, the most terrible experience that he had had, he would not shake in his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Taiwo preached the gospel by his action and his words, even in the time of great grief to him.
Just witnessed was not blind faith. It was a response that says, "This hurts me deeply, but I will not accuse God. I will not disconnect. I will still believe." In a time when so many reinterpret God through the lens of their pain, we must return to truth. And what is truth? Our experience do not define God. His word does. We must get to the place where our faith is anchored in revelation and not in experience. Do you remember Romans 8, verse 38 to 39? Let me read it. Romans 8, 38 to 39. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." Notice Paul's words, "I am convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God." the governor that the attorney general in that video clip I just played you was talking about is now the president of the country, and he's of a different faith. And so when he sat in that room and the person they came to encourage was saying, after just being told that he lost his wife, was saying, I will not betray God. I will not. He kept on saying, I don't understand. I don't understand. Why is he saying that? Because probably from his perspective, if that pastor was to have turned his back on God, he would have been justified. Paul was saying here, I am convinced. And so my question to you and I this morning, are you convinced? Paul said, I am convinced that nothing can separate me. No circumstance, good or bad. And sometimes what takes us away from our depth in God and from our growth in God is not even bad things. Sometimes good news. Sometimes it's even the blessing that takes us away from our convictions, from our service to God. I've seen individuals who they pray to get married, and after marriage, they no longer serve God. They pray to get a job. Now that they got the job, they are too tired to show up in the house of God. They pray for a promotion. Now that they are promoted, they are too big to serve in certain portfolios like they used to in the house of God. Paul said, I am convinced that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Paul doesn't say he feels God's love at all times. He says he's convinced of it. Paul says he's anchored in it. Faith goes beyond feeling. It holds on to what has been revealed, not what has been experienced. Your current season doesn't rewrite God's character. Let me say it again. Your current season doesn't rewrite God's character. In John chapter 6, verses 66 to 69, they said to Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. At some point, people had walked away from Jesus. Actually, the Bible says, and they all left him. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, will you also go? And that was when they responded to Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Many left Jesus when things became hard to understand, but Peter's response is golden. Peter said, and I paraphrase, we don't follow you because everything makes sense. We follow you because you are truth. Real faith stays even when answers don't come quickly. Let me say it again. Real faith stays even when answers don't come quickly. In Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 40, there was a storm, and Jesus was asleep in the belly of the ship. And then they queried Jesus, and this was their query. Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? And maybe some of you are feeling that way today. You are going through a hard time, and you are saying, Lord, don't you care that I am going through this? Child of God, he cares. And he said through David, when you walk through the fire, I will be with you. He cares. And he will see you through. But do not let your current predicament cause your faith to begin to go astray. The storm didn't threaten their safety as much as it threatened their confidence in God's care. But Jesus rebuked the wind. He did not rebuke the disciples. Jesus wasn't angry that they were afraid. Mm-mm. He corrected their unbelief. He corrected the unbelief that questioned his nature. I know there are days that you feel as though if God loved me, he would have showed up by now. I want to encourage you this morning. Still believe. Even when it's not making sense, it's taking longer than you expect, still believe. let's be careful not to accuse the one who has come to save us. The storm, listen to this, I'm about to say something big. The storm isn't proof of God's abandonment. It is an opportunity for you to trust Him. I go through storms. You will go through storms. Let me say it again. The storm isn't proof of abandonment. It is an opportunity for you to trust God. In John chapter 20, verses 11 to 16, Mary had gone to the tomb and she could not find Jesus there. And her words were, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Those were her words. Mary stayed at the tomb. The person she was looking for was not there, but Mary stayed at the tomb. She stayed there crying. She stayed there confused, but she was present. And in her persistence, Jesus revealed himself. Listen, faith doesn't always come with clarity, but it rewards consistency. She didn't walk away in disappointment. She lingered in longing, and it turned into revelation for her. Don't let pain become your prophet. Let me say it again. Do not let pain become your prophet. Help me. Let me say it one more time. Do not let your pain become your prophet. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18, let me read that to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. He says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Paul says, "For our light affliction is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." This doesn't mean your pain is small. Paul isn't discounting your pain. It doesn't mean your pain is small. It means your future is big. Faith is not passive acceptance. It's spiritual resistance. Faith is not passive acceptance. It is spiritual resistance. It refuses to let temporary suffering alter eternal truth. I feel like a broken record, but I'll say it again. It refuses to let temporary suffering alter eternal truth. When you don't understand, stay anchored. When it hurts, stay present. When it's silent, stay submitted. Not because life is fair, but because God is faithful. Listen. I can't say I understand your struggles. You can't say you understand mine. You might even want to convince me that your struggles are greater than mine, and maybe you are right. But do not let your pain become your prophet. Do not let your current crisis edit your convictions. Stay anchored in God. Even in the midst of this scenario that does not make sense. God, I remember David, he said, when you walk through the valley, I will be with you. I'm sure David would rather not have gone through the valley, but sometimes valley experiences are inevitable. So remember these words. Remember these words. The storm, the crisis, the valley situation, the threat of the fire is not proof of God's abandonment. It is an opportunity for us to trust Him. Stay anchored. I speak over your life, particularly any single one of you facing a major crisis, major opposition right now. I declare that in the midst of this, your faith will not fail you. I declare that nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing will cause you to walk away from the love of God. I speak this over you. You remain consistent. You remain faithful. You remain anchored. You remain rooted no matter the circumstance, in the name of Jesus. God is still able to bring the dead to life as we stay in faith. I want you to do this. Repeat this after me. Father, come on, repeat this after me. Father, I refuse to let life's blows redefine your goodness. I silence every voice of fear, every voice of trauma, and every voice of confusion. I believe, say this after me, I believe that you are good and your mercy endures forever. I may not understand everything, but I trust you with everything. I still believe. One more time, say the last three words. I still believe. I will leave you with this. When you are going through a rough patch, find your support group. And I hope you have a good, solid support group. And let them walk you through what you are going through. But listen, even without a support group, stay anchored. Stay rooted. God will see you through in this life and in the life that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen.